The discovery of a little creature is getting some big attention at Texas Tech. Hello everyone, I'm Katie Allen and this is Academicast, brought to you by Texas Tech University. A new pseudoscorpion found in the granite caves of Yosemite National Park measures only half an inch in length with its legs outstretched. The arachnid, called Proscibium Yosemite, and its venom-filled claws poses little threat to humans or any other animals larger than an eighth of an inch, according to James Kokendolfer, a research scientist and assistant curator of invertebrates at the Museum of Texas Tech University. He has been studying and documenting the new creature and says that although the pseudoscorpion is a new discovery, it is projected to have lived in the caves for some time.
We're suggesting that it's been there for many thousands of years. We don't know exactly when, but we are suggesting that it developed in these caves, which they started forming over a million years ago. And we think that's where this animal was trapped and evolved into the species that it is now.
Texas Tech food safety researchers are part of a $2 million grant from the United States Department of Agriculture aimed at helping manage antibiotic resistance in beef and dairy cattle. While antibiotic resistance is a hot topic in livestock production, more evidence is needed to support assumptions and determine solutions to control antibiotic resistance. Dr. Guy Lonergan and Dr. Todd Brashears, professors in the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, will be working on the project in collaboration with researchers at Kansas State, the University of Guelph, Angelo State, Texas A&M, Cornell, Colorado State, and the Public Health Agency of Canada. He's a radio host you will hear on KOHM on the program Celtic Shores. He's also the director of the Vernacular Music Center at Texas Tech, as well as a fabulous musician, author, professor, and researcher. Dr. Christopher Smith in the School of Music seems to do it all, which is why Texas Tech honored him as a 2010 Integrated Scholar. Here's Provost Bob Smith with more.
Professor Christopher Smith is an established musician whose talents go well beyond playing instruments. He became interested in music the first time he experienced listening to it live. A love for music eventually led him to want to teach the craft to others.
The summer that I was 11 years old in Marblehead, Massachusetts in New England, I heard Mississippi Delta blues music and Irish traditional music played live in a room about 8 feet away from me. And I had never heard anything like those musics, and I had never seen anybody up close playing music. And I didn't really know what it was, but right from that time, I sort of said to myself, that's what I want. I want to make that sound. So that's really how I got started. I was a working musician for years before I went back to school and did my graduate degrees and my PhD. So I was a musician first, kind of, and became an academic. And I've just been really fortunate here at Texas Tech that I've been surrounded by and had colleagues and superiors who appreciated what I was interested in doing and helped me put a kind of academic frame around it.
While some of what he teaches involves musical instrumentation, Dr. Smith tends to focus more on teaching musical styles, such as sound, repetition, and interpretation. Dr. Smith enjoys teaching students at Texas Tech, and he also relishes opportunities to encourage people in our community to perform music.
One of the really important discoveries in my life was the discovery that I got the highest rewards from music through the teaching of music. I really love to teach. I've taught for 4 decades in a lot of different kinds of circumstances. I've taught inside the university setting. I've taught as a graduate student, as an assistant professor, as an associate professor. But I've also always taught in the community. I've always taught people to play music as a kind of participatory community building thing. And so for me, still, one of the most rewarding aspects of teaching music is providing people of all ages, of all backgrounds, professional musicians and novice musicians and adults and kids, college students and people from the community, providing all of those people the opportunity to transition from being a consumer of music to being a creator of music.
Professor Smith's scholarly work includes studies of American and African American music, folk music originating from Ireland and other Celtic regions, historical music performances, and the intersection of music and politics, among many others.
Most of what I'm called upon to do in my work, in my professional work, in my day job, as we musicians would say, is scholarly writing and writing books and articles, book chapters on various topics in music history. Now, I happen to specialize in various forms of vernacular music. That's music that's learned and taught and passed on by ear. And I specialize in vernacular American musics. So my latest book project is a project on the interaction between Celtic musicians and African-American musicians in America before the Civil War in the early 19th century.
In addition to his teaching and scholarly writing, Dr. Smith serves as director of the Vernacular Music Center at Texas Tech University, which provides for research, study, teaching, and advocacy of our world's vernacular music.
The other 75 or 80% of the music that happens in the world outside of a traditional conservatory, that's what the VMC does. And we teach classes, and we have publications, and we sponsor student organizations like the dance groups that we're involved in. We are hosting conferences. We present concerts. We have a concert series. We have a scholarship. So the VMC is a kind of center for teaching, research, and advocacy. The website is at ttuvmc.org, and if people are interested, they can find out much more about the VMC's activities there.
Professor Smith's contributions to research, teaching, and service at Texas Tech and in our larger community make him an integrated scholar worthy of our recognition. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. With his banjo in hand as he sits in the front of the classroom, you might think you would find Texas Tech Professor Ken Bach in the School of Music. But Professor Bach is actually located in the Department of English, where he uses folk music as a way to keep students in his composition class engaged in the lesson, which allows them to open up more in their creative writing styles.
I can ride the wildest bronco in the wild and woolly west. I can rake him, I can break him, let him do his level best. I can handle any cattle, ever wore a coat of hair, and I've had a lively tussle with a tarn old grizzly bear.
I've always played amateur music, you know, guitar, a little piano and things like that. This is a way to mix music and English, you know, themes that come up in writing in a way that was really, I just felt really fun and engaging.
I'm Katie Allen for Academicast.